What are we looking at? Well, I hope you're not looking at the results. It says don't peek until you've chosen the company. So I hope you're looking at 84 years ago, the left side, okay? And what are these companies? Well, these are the companies in the Dow Jones Industrial Average as of the end of 2017, right? Yes. And what we're going to do is we're going to give you $10,000 84 years ago. How's that for a deal, huh? Now, most of these companies, you know who they are. Some of them you might not be familiar with. Who's United Technologies? Well, they make Pratt & Whitney jet engines and Otis elevators. They're an industrial conglomerate. And most of them, maybe you don't know who 3M is. They make Post-it notes and Scotch tape. Procter & Gamble makes everything in the house. Crest, Gillette razors. Tide, Charmin, Pampers, right, they're a consumer staples company. And so you're going to go back in time and choose one of these companies. Now, be careful. Was Microsoft around or Apple around 84 years ago? No. So look at who was the previous company or companies. For example, take a look at Walmart. Well, Walmart wasn't around 84 years ago. Who did it replace? You'll see next to the Walmart, that's the bottom one, Woolworths. Woolworths. Well, some of you have never even heard of Woolworths. It's still around. It's now called Foot Locker in the United States. But there are still Woolworths down in Mexico. If you travel down to Mexico, you'll see them. They look like a little Target, right? And in 1997, they took out Woolworths and put in Walmart. So if you choose Walmart, that means you actually bought Woolworths 84 years ago, and then in 1997, you sold your Woolworths stock and bought Walmart. Okay? So who are you going to choose? Don't worry, it's not real money. All right. So choose. Okay, so now you go to the results. Okay? You can peek now after you've chosen your company. You know what? Stock picking ain't easy, folks. Even in hindsight, it's difficult to choose which companies will do well and which will do poorly. The stock that did the best made its money selling toothpaste, shampoo, diapers, razors, and soap. Right. And look at the bottom. Cisco. Wait a minute. Is Cisco a very bad... Cisco's the company that makes internet equipment, right? Are they a bad company? Was that a bad choice? Well, it wasn't Cisco's fault. Go back to the left side and see who they replaced. Right, General Motors, when they were basically in bankruptcy. They had already fallen into the porcelain oasis, and so it took Dow Jones a while, but they finally yanked General Motors and put in Cisco. So it's not Cisco's fault, you see. That's why I'm not a big fan of the Dow Jones Industrial Average, because there's only 30 stocks. And it used to be that these companies were stalwarts and they were just, but that's, the world changes so quickly now. So can stocks make us very wealthy over time if we have a long-term perspective? Can stocks make us sad? Exactly. That's why diversification is a very important strategy, which we've already discussed in mutual funds and we'll discuss later on again. But also just choosing companies with long histories, paying dividends. Yes. We won't get rich quickly, but over time we'll do pretty darn well, dear students. See ya.